Hi, I'm Kyle Thomas. I'm known as a TikToker, but I think of myself as a video sharer.
Ow!
I started uploading videos of my life when I was just a kid. Doing silly stuff, like making slime.
Okay, let's go.
A video showing Kyle popping two dried insects into his mouth and chewing.
People liked it and started following me. By the time I was 19, I had 35 million followers.
The UK's highest earning TikTok teenager.
Yeah.
An appearance on daytime TV.
I moved to Northern Ireland with my mum 10 years ago.
Mum, moose!
Kyle holding a small furry animal.
As a family, we always had pets and some pretty mad ones.
Okay, so I don't have 100 pets, but I do have a lot, so let's do a pet tour.
That's Milo. He's my best friend and where it all began. That's Pongo, our rescued fox. And these are our marmosets, and we had lots more, so I started putting them online too.
Here's five reasons why cockroaches make amazing pets.
Today the cats are getting a bath.
At the time, I thought it was harmless fun, but not everybody agreed. I realized I had a lot to learn. And so began the maddest year of my life.
I am literally inside the beginning of a meerkat burrow.
There have been failures.
It was a nice little dream while it lasted.
And tragedy.
Knowing that someone would put a living creature in this cage, this is like psychopathic.
Working with animals isn't easy.
Ow! Ouch!
I'm gonna close you in here.
Ah, shit!
But this time, I'm determined to do this right.
About here?
Medicating a small animal.
You press like that.
And just
go
in.
Put it in.
To give my animals a better home.
It's moving in day for the meerkats, and welcome to their new enclosure.
Whoa! Don't hit the fence!
Kyle helping to lay large blocks, then rubbing Pongo, the grey and white fox's chin.
And live my dream.
In white on black, the words, "We built a zoo." It's a sunny day, and Kyle's walking three dogs along a path in the countryside.
Before we go any further, I want to get the really tough things out of the way. There's no easy way to say this. I had a capybara, and she died.
The capybara was named Queen Elizabeth because Queen Elizabeth had just passed away, and I thought it'd be a very sweet name. It's very bloody silly now that you look at it. I had posted the capybara online. The one that people really didn't like was because I put, like, this pumpkin cloak around her and everyone on the internet had seen her and it had brought all of this attention. And now, if I saw a video like that, I would think it was wrong, but at the time, I did not see any harm in doing that. And one day, I walked in to give her more food before bed just to make sure she had food and water. She was, like, having a fit. I tried giving her mouth-to-mouth and we were trying to resuscitate her. Anyway, we ended up putting her into the car and driving her to the vets. And when we got to the vets, she had completely passed away. They said, well, actually, you need a license to hold a capybara. And we were like, what? And then we went and did our research. I did genuinely think, how on earth am
I
ever going to explain this? I was, like, terrified, actually.
And then the next thing was you were told that the authorities had been notified and we would probably be hearing from them. And then it all went totally crazy from there on in.
And then news articles started going out. And I remember the actual one about the capybara that came out and it was saying that you smuggled it. I'll find it. Irish TikToker whose mother smuggled capybara into Northern Ireland from Cambridgeshire sparks row with three people convicted of breaching new Brexit rules.
Which I wasn't convicted of that.
Licensing and 89 comments.
Yeah, but some of the comments are quite vile.
I've actually never read them. It's a shame that the rodent doesn't eat him. He looks like a mummy's boy. Anything you want, my little prince. This isn't a pet thicko, in fact, you're a total moron. Another thick talker that has no grasp on reality. All that for like, sad and desperate, really.
No, I am gutted that I've got a criminal record from it. I was guilty for not having a licence for 2 weeks, and I accept responsibility for that.
We had done things wrong. We didn't have a licence. We shouldn't have had a capybara in our house. I fully understand that. That you start questioning yourself. Like, am I a bad person because I had meerkats in the house? I want people to really realise is our intentions were pure.
We love animals.
The most important thing out of all of it is that people should do their homework before getting animals and that exotic animals aren't pets because that's where we've really learned, and that's what I think I really want to get across to people. I'm not going to lie, I am a very spontaneous, impulsive person. They come from good intentions, but I make very rational decisions and just go for it.
Yeah, really rational decisions, like deciding to build my own zoo. All of this grass, it belongs to moi. I now have 14 acres of beautiful green land.
The chicken house is now complete.
Okay, chickens.
Here are our beautiful wallabies.
Good morning, goats.
Hello, Pongo.
So over here, we have Pongo's new friend, Rosa.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to live my dream and build my very own animal sanctuary.
7 months later, Kyle's walking through the long grass in the stretch of land he bought, taking in the handful of empty enclosures.
Oh my gosh.
Grass stalks and yellow wildflowers swaying in the breeze.
And it feels very weird. It's like abandoned. Still very pretty. I still love that we own it. So we were obviously planning on doing a lot of rescue. So we had these kennels to quarantine animals. And these little kennel boxes behind the crates were actually heated and insulated. And then obviously we found out we couldn't have any electricity. So we were running the whole thing on generators. And it was an absolute nightmare. And then this right here was our wallaby enclosure, which has held up really well.
But once these enclosures went up, our problems began.
As much as the neighbours didn't like the idea of having all the enclosures here, we were never having everything up here. Everything crazy was going to be down there, which wouldn't have affected anyone.
The neighbours were unhappy. And then the press got involved.
Newspaper headlines.
And then to top it all off, we ended up in a planning dispute. It turns out you can't build very much on agricultural land, so all work had to stop. The dream of building my own zoo was over.
I think when you're seeing everything, you realise how much time and effort we put into all of this, and we really had this true goal.
Yeah. Sorry.
Welling up, Kyle's mum fans her face and turns away for a few moments.
We put a lot of effort in, a hell of a lot of effort. It was a nice little dream while it lasted here.
I knew I couldn't have my animals back at our house, so I desperately needed to find them a new home. And then I met Phil.
At an animal park, a boy carries a young goat out of a trailer and Phil coaxes two older goats out with some feed on a scoop.
This is Luna. This is year's kid. It's only about 5 weeks old now.
The adult goats walk up to a pen.
I'm in the construction game. I seen Kyle was trying to build a zoo or a sanctuary and that there, and I seen him in the papers. He was getting maybe a bit of bad press.
Phil's being modest. Not only is he a total legend in the construction industry, he also built this amazing wildlife park 4 years ago.
A wallaby bounding down a grassy slope, then an iguana perching on a branch.
He offered to give my animals a home until I could figure things out.
A macaw clinging to the side of its enclosure.
You gonna dance? No? Hi. Rio came from a house up in Belfast. He was kept in the small kitchen beside the cooker. You get attached to them, and if anything ever happens to you, you do, you really take it personally, and it's just like a member of the family. Yeah, I'm doing the level 3 in exotic animal care. It's actually very, very interesting. I was looking to be a vet when I was younger, but then when my mother took sick, I left school and went out to work, unfortunately. But sort of living my dream now.
Various animals, including a peacock peering into an enclosure and a wallaby sitting on the grassy slope.
Today, my two wallabies will join Phil's wallaby here in their new home.
This is the wallaby enclosure. So the wallabies right now are at Phil's house in quarantine because you can't just integrate animals straight away in case they're carrying any diseases. Do you smell that? Hopefully it all runs smoothly. His is a male, and I've got a male and a female, so we're cleaning it out, and then me and Mum are going to Phil's to get the wallabies.
Are you OK, Pickle? He seems fine, doesn't he? Jesse, it's OK.
I'm worried about how they're going to settle with the new...
With the other wallaby.
At the park, the door at the back of a trailer's lowered, revealing the two wallabies. One's albino, while the other has brown fur.
Come on, good girl. Come, Mum.
Turn out.
The albino one goes into the enclosure.
There we go.
Well done. Go on, in you go. Good boy. Well done.
Oh.
Look at the size difference in there. There's got to be a row on here.
No, no, don't. You keep away from her. That's his. Oh, yeah. Straight over. Oh, did you see him wag his tail?
Yeah, look.
That's not the thing he was wagging.
Oh, right, yeah, I see what you mean now. Oh, Randy Andy. Yeah.
Look at them, they're following each other.
Obviously, I'm worried about her because I want her to settle and nothing bad go wrong with any of them, but I don't want him being bullied either.
It takes a while to know if the wallabies are OK anyway, and it's, I don't know, it's stressful, but at least they seem OK.
An alpaca turns its head, revealing a yellow tag in one ear.
With my animals here, it's payback time, and that means getting stuck in.
Get in, brush them all out, remove the animals, power wash, anywhere that there's droppings, pick it up.
Yeah.
You might have a couple of big lumps of goose dung.
Kyle sweeps a floor, blasts bits of straw with a leaf blower, then strokes a calf.
You're very cute.
Oh, yes, you look scratchy.
And I'll be honest, I hadn't given up my dream of one day having my own sanctuary. I was hoping I could convince Phil to let me come on board with him.
We need to do her feet.
Then if he's going to be getting involved, you have to do every bit of it, not just the fun bit. There's dirty stuff has to be done.
Clean out in between.
Kyle clips an animal's hoof, then shears a sheep.
Yeah, he hasn't kicked back on anything yet, like, so.
Yuck.
He's now helping a man clear algae off the surface of a pond.
He's game enough. See how long it lasts for.
Kyle shakes feed out of a bowl in the goat enclosure. Various social media videos, including ones of Kyle holding an amber-coloured insect on his finger and standing in front of a tree.
I am in the cloud forest in Costa Rica. So, remember I said I was spontaneous? Just as I started filming this documentary, I got invited to a sanctuary out in Costa Rica.
I know, he had been talking about it, but I got the call to say, oh, by the way, I'm going tomorrow.
So I left Phil and the camera crew behind.
I'm just Squeeze, and we have fresh goat's milk.
Which I know sounds pretty impulsive.
He gets to go to Costa Rica and I get to stay here in the pissing rain.
But my plan was to learn all I could out there and bring back an amazing vet to give us some advice about how to run a wildlife park. Anything to pay back Phil and make sure my animals are living in the best place possible. But I think I need to work on my scheduling.
He told me that I should come on Saturday, so we'll have to have this little area, the clean room that we're getting set up for veterinary, just if she's doing work on them, that she can, it's just a clean wipe down area. So as close to a veterinary surgery as we could possibly get, so we should have it ready. That's the plan.
That's Kieran, also known as Bear. He's Phil's right-hand man when it comes to building work.
Huh? What do you reckon, timescale? Saturday?
Which Saturday?
This Saturday.
I thought this was makeover, didn't know it was 60-minute makeover. A bit of notice would have been a great job, like. This place. Spent more time here than doing at home.
What? He literally does too.
Actually do, spent more time here than doing at home.
I'm looking forward to seeing somebody with exotic experience coming through, and it'll be very interesting to see, hear what she has to say and what we're doing right and what we're doing maybe wrong. And...
Dr. Carmen Soto is an exotics and wildlife vet. She's famous for helping this injured toucan by reconstructing its beak with the help of a 3D printer.
Kyle and Carmen at Phil's Park.
As soon as she arrived, we did a walk around to see what she thought of the place.
This is the current meerkat enclosure. We're going to be building a really big meerkat enclosure up here.
The tunnels are important, yeah. And for them to, how they like to guard.
Yeah. So they can see it up.
Her advice is going to take the wildlife park to the next level by helping us apply for a full zoo license.
So in this case, what I do like is that there's some enrichment, but they get bored with enrichment really soon. Yeah. So it's good to rotate it.
Okay.
Through this door.
Before I met Kyle, what I was really, really worried about was, were they doing it for the right reasons and not for just to make money out of the animals?
We could do bioactive setups where you have, like, isopods, so then when the lizard poos or whatever, the isopods eat the poo, and it's like a whole ecosystem.
Oh, nice, that'd be great.
So it's all very natural. It takes much less cleaning out.
And then once I got here, I did saw that they were really trying to learn about all the species, what each species required, what they could do, like, from the animals that they have here to give them a better quality of life.
A vast patchwork of fields.
So while I was in Costa Rica, something unexpected happened. My foxes, Pongo and Rosa, had a baby. They're all in a winter enclosure at Phil's house, but the cub is now 2 weeks old, so Carmen is going to assess it at our brand new clinic.
Kyle takes the fluffy black cub out of a carrier.
Oh, hello. You're just going to do that. Just because the towel's too big, too.
Oh, wow, it's really big.
Let's put him on the towel. It gets warm.
Hello, little baby.
Right now, the biggest focus is to warm the cub. How much do we get?
We're going to do 0.75.
Okay.
Oops.
Like this way.
Kyle slips a syringe into the cub's mouth.
Get the rest.
Oh,
little baby.
Oh.
Carmen has a feel of the cub's body.
Yes, very good body condition. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, should we get him back into the carrier?
Back to your mum, you.
Kyle and Carmen give an iguana a bath in a large sink.
With the fox cub safely back with Pongo and Rosa, Carmen and I cracked on with the rest of the animal assessments.
Look, he's got a little angry face on.
A meerkat having its temperature checked anally.
If you feel like you're going to let go, just let me know.
He's very strong.
I'm going to try to file the beak a little bit.
The macaw.
And why do we have to trim the beak?
Well, in the wild, they would eat nuts and seeds.
And it breaks
that
it down?
That would break it down, but in captivity, they don't get the diet as often, so you need to help them out a bit.
Okay.
I think he's a little bit interested now in what we're doing.
Phil's watching.
He's not that stressed. No.
The macaw clamps its hooked beak down on the electric file tip and bites the attachment off. As Kyle holds onto the bird, Carmen tries to pull it out.
Completely down so he doesn't swallow it.
Kyle holds the bird's head down and Carmen retrieves the attachment.
That's why you never say something is going well.
He just dug his nails into me. Ouch. Just really sharp nails. Wait. Ow.
I know, like, the past of how he's been criticized before.
These guys love worms.
Kyle, he's seen that it's the best of the animals, not have them as pets. He's made that change. He's educating himself and he's learning about what is the best for them. You have to give people a chance and let them become the best that they can be. It's going to be exciting to see what he can accomplish.
Sadly, Carmen couldn't stay forever, but she'd left us with good advice and plenty to get on with. We needed to get cracking on luxury forever homes for some of my animals.
That's not very straight.
First up, the fox enclosure for Pongo, Rosa, and their little cub, who we've decided to call Whisper.
Never heard of anybody with a pet fox before, but they're not the same as the orange ones that you see normally around here.
But they're the same species.
Yeah, what's the discoloration?
They were bred for fur farming, so they were like bred down into different colours. They don't make good pets in people's houses, do they? Like,
no, it wouldn't really be. They're stinking like.
Kyle scoops wood chippings up in the bucket of a small digger.
Keep your bucket down. Yeah, straighten up, straighten. Okay, whoa, whoa. Don't hit the fence!
Okay, that's good.
He's quit.
Everything here is so much easier than when me and Mum did it. TikTokers can go two paths, like to a career or do OnlyFans. Like, I'd make much more money now if I did OnlyFans, but you don't have any opportunity. Like, you lose your career. I have friends who make like £100,000 a month.
A month?
OnlyFans, yes.
What?
Like, a lot of money.
Doing what?
Sexual stuff. Like, £100,000 a month, I'm not exaggerating.
Bear, me and you'd look well in it, wouldn't we?
Yeah. And it's not all naked, like, not everyone gets naked. Some of it's just teasing.
Huh? I think I'm ready to shed talk all day. How are we getting paid for it?
No, you don't get paid for talking, you get paid for taking your clothes off.
Well, here.
You get paid for putting them back on. He'd start naked and then work his way forward. Yeah.
Kyle films himself coming into a barn-like building where the foxes are housed.
Okay, guys, so we have been working on Pongo and Rosa and Whisper's new enclosure all day. And I thought that I'd just come and say hello. Hello, Rosa. Hello, Pongo. First up, we're going to give Pongo lots of attention because he has missed me. And he's lost his winter coat, so he's looking very, very small. And this is Rosa. She's also been shedding. And little baby Whisper is in here. Whisper has peed all over me, but this is Whisper, Rosa and Pongo's little fox cub at 4 weeks old. He is super, super healthy and he's really big for 4 weeks old. But are you excited to go into your new enclosure? We're going to put lots of burrows and mounds and lots of stuff for you to dig. Mwah. They are just the happiest little family ever and Pongo is such a proud dad.
A cow grazing on a grass-covered slope. Standing in front of a bathroom mirror, Kyle tousles his brown hair with styling wax.
With my animals now living an hour away from me, I need to step up and learn how to drive.
I think Mum's probably more nervous than me because she's terrible under pressure. So she's going to freak out and then I'm going to freak out. And also, I don't know how to use gears very well. Mum, are you ready? It's not on. All right,
it is.
Okay, now what?
No. Accelerate, Kyle.
I am Oh, you need to accelerate more.
No, mate. Oh, Jesus. Clutch down.
Oh.
Kyle drives over something.
Oh, well, you did well.
See, it's quite easy. It's just getting just over that accelerate bit. And then I'll change into second gear in a sec.
Well, yeah, that does help. Slow down! Watch the road, watch the curb. Window wipers, window wiper, window wiper. Creep up, don't rush. Window wiper, Kyle.
I mean, it's not that bad.
You're doing all right. You're doing all right. Yes.
Oh, fuck's sake.
We can all drive around in second gear for hours.
They get out of the car.
It was not that bad at all. Was it?
Wildflowers in a green field.
Well, that didn't go brilliantly.
Hello, everyone. So I've come to pick up your poo, Storm, Mildred. Teardrop, where are you? In my life, I've probably spent days cleaning up poo. There's a big one. Oh, that one smells rich. Oh my gosh, there's so much. These poos are really big. I think they're from the geese. Grassy one. For some reason, I kind of like the smell of the goose poos. People ask me if I have a least favourite animal and I always say no, but it's definitely geese. Like, and it's not even all geese, it's just those three. They're so rude.
Meh. It's so heavy. Smell that, it stinks.
This week I'm picking up poo. The next week I'll be in Milan for Fashion Week. I don't think anyone at Milan Fashion Week would want to come anywhere near me if they saw me doing this.
A stylishly dressed Kyle posing for photographers, then chasing two alpacas.
Oi! I've just cleaned up your shit and you won't even say hello to me!
Kyle's filming himself in front of an outdoor enclosure bordered by a fence.
It's moving in day for the foxes and welcome to their new enclosure.
Three, okay. Two, one.
The foxes are released from carriers.
Oh, look.
He's excited. Look at new smells.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, where are we now?
It's so nice. You just know they're going to love it. Like, once they start exploring, like, it's just nice seeing that they get to be more wild, really. Whisper, he must be 3 months.
Literally, I was away like a week and a half ago, and before I went away, he was pretty small.
Yeah.
And like still reliant on the parents for eating and stuff. Now I've come back, he's massive.
Nah, it's good to see them out running about and look how happy they are. Like,
pain has turned out deadly.
It's as good a pain as you'll find anywhere, I think. Yeah. Oh, she's up near it.
Rosa knocks over a camera.
I'd been helping Phil out for a few months now, but this week was probably the most important yet. Phil had made a massive decision that was going to impact all of us. He had applied for a full zoo licence, like the one London Zoo has. So Mum and I got stuck in with everyone to get things ready.
I don't speak posh.
She don't speak posh.
Nah.
Come on. I've never seen a sheep so excited.
Come on.
First up, getting the animals out so that we can do a deep clean.
Yay, let's go!
Kyle using a shower head to clean a hideaway, then vacuuming in a storage room. He pulls a tray of water bottles towards him and other trays resting on top of it fall over. Later, he staples a sign with information about common marmosets to the outside of an enclosure.
It's wonky, because of the wood.
Yeah, it's because of the wood, it's not because Kyle put it on wrong.
It is, look, there's a big...
Bonsoir, Dorothy, how are you?
He clambers into an enclosure and two meerkats start following him.
Dorothy. No. No. Oh!
I know it doesn't look like it at this minute in time, but this is one of the tidiest farms, if not the tidiest, in the country. There's going to be issues, but they're going to be minor.
Although my name isn't on the zoo licence, the inspectors do know my animals are here and that I've been helping out. I can only hope the bad press on me doesn't rub off on Phil.
I love the fact that there are people who go, you're not doing this right, here's this and this, but I don't like it when it seems out of more of a personal thing, because it's like, well, what's your intentions here? What are you actually trying to gain from, like, a personal vendetta? And I think it's because, to be honest, on my TikTok when I was younger, regardless of the animals, nothing was factual. It was all a bit of a joke. It's just TikTok. It would be very TikTokery clickbait.
Ow!
So then people assume that I'm like a stupid person, but I can have those real conversations with people. It's just no one on social media listens to that.
He clears away cobwebs.
Right. Whew. I'm done. I'm ready to go home. Tomorrow's exciting. I'm off to London early. I haven't even booked my flight. I've been so focused on all this, but I'll get home, book my flight, and I'm sure Phil will let me know how it goes. Right.
A deer grazing on a sun-soaked stretch of grass, an alpaca chewing, and a marmoset, which has dark fur and white tufts on either side of its head, looking through wire mesh.
Is there any animals may bite signs left? See, when you're done there, them little jelly pots, get them picked up in the monkeys as well. I don't really get that nervous about things, but it's inevitable there's going to be things that I haven't picked up. Kyle's in London or somewhere today, modelling or doing whatever he does, and I'll give him a call once we get out. All right, here's our inspectors here, so we'll go see them and see what happens. And we'll chat later.
Phil takes off his microphone.
Wish me luck.
4 days later, Phil video calls Kyle.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you with your shirt and tie on.
Right, the inspection's just over.
Yep.
My gut instinct is we're not getting it. They're away for a meeting. Yeah.
So it'll be another inspection?
No, actually, I'm only winding you up. We got our zoo license.
So it's got, we got it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I was hoping you were joking. I'm thinking, okay, good. Oh my god, you idiot.
He did home in a lot on you and the type of videos and stuff that there was going to be done and that there, but I reassured him that there'd be nothing running about with a tutu on it and that you're a changed man.
And that things have changed, yeah. Exactly. Okay.
There's a bit of paperwork has to be done with a vet and that. They were pretty much happy with all of that stuff.
Great news. Well, I shall see you soon.
Good luck. See you later.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. He wasn't expecting that. He literally downhearted.
A white feathered goose, a deer with big brown eyes, and a black and white goat.
Who doesn't want a zoo? You know, like that movie, we bought a zoo. I built one. It was a lot more intense than what I thought it was going to be. Obviously, Kyle being Kyle, everyone knows who he is, and with the press and that, he's been very pushed forward towards the departments and that. He's been subject to so much criticism. I'd just like to see him get a bit of praise, maybe for a while. He hasn't got that in a long time. Like, and I think his heart's in the right place, but he needs to step up to the mark and prove to me and everybody else that he's going to do what he says he's going to do.
A video showing Kyle lying on a bed with a meerkat standing on his shoulder. He kisses the animal's face and it clings to his raised arm and rests its chin on his wrist.
This is Milo, the love of my life.
Milo, what are you doing? Are you protecting the house? Yeah? Good boy.
We went everywhere together, but as he got older, I started to realise that meerkats really don't make good pets.
Ah!
I want my meerkats to have the best home possible and show Phil I can contribute to the wildlife park. So I've flown to South Africa and driven 8 hours into the Kalahari Desert to learn from the experts. This time, I brought the camera crew. I'm meeting Alma. She's been working with meerkats for over 10 years. Her rehab center rescues meerkats from the pet trade.
Hi.
Hi, V.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Alma, yes. Welcome.
Oh my gosh, there are meerkats everywhere.
It's a lot.
Jesus.
A meerkat looks around, standing up.
Alma currently has 220 meerkats at her centre. She painstakingly creates mobs and then releases them into the wild.
So, Alma, can I offer you some help?
Yes, please. We still have enclosures to clean. Okay. Seeing that you're here,
yeah.
I'm going to give you the heads up on how to do it.
Okay, cool. Do you know what? I'm going to use my hands. Oh, that one felt a bit dodgy.
Having cleared out a litter box, Kyle hoses it down. Sped up footage then shows him cleaning out a shaded enclosure with a sand-covered floor. Afterwards, he releases multiple meerkats from a carrier.
Oh my gosh, they are so fast.
With the cleaning finally over, I thought I'd ask Alma for some tips to take back home.
I obviously have Milo and Dorothy, who were my pets. Phil has his meerkats, and we really want to introduce the two meerkats together. We have a male and a female, Milo and Dorothy, and then the two boys. I have no clue about introduction. The only time I've ever seen meerkats sort of go together, it's gone really badly. Where do I begin with this, and how do I do it right?
So, we're going to use Cici. She helps to show people how to do introductions. This mob is Kelly's mob. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in. So as you can see, Kelly's already trying to jump to get to the cage. Their tails are up. They're ready for war. They're showing serious aggression.
Okay, so there's a difference between dominance and aggression,
yes.
Is that right?
Dominance is just hip slamming. They will mark, scent mark. But
oh,
you can
wow.
See this.
So if they could get to her right now, they would mutilate her.
They fight till the death.
If I saw this behavior, I don't do anything.
No,
take
you
them
don't
out.
Take them out immediately because they will not submit at all. So I'm also going to show you another example of how they do accept. Okay, so we're basically taking Sissy now just back to her old mob. They will still dominate. They're going to scent mark. They're actually smelling now other smells on the cage, so they want to figure out who it is.
And also see if Sissy had never met these guys before and they were accepting her, they would behave this
exactly
way.
The okay. same. So you'll see they all come running and checking and smelling and... Who is this? But there's no serious
and
aggression.
This?
So that's great. If you get that, when you do an introduction. So I'm going to open her now.
And look, she's going over to everyone, checking
yes,
on them.
She's Queen Bee.
If I saw even dominance when trying to introduce him, I feel like that would scare me off, knowing what it could
happen. Dominance is good.
Yeah.
But aggression is not.
Dominance is supposed to be there.
Yes.
I'll have to let you know how it goes.
I hope you get there together.
Alma's driving Kyle along a dirt track.
So I've learned how to safely introduce meerkats, but Alma's mission doesn't end there.
So the meerkats you're going to now
yeah.
is now in the final stage of the release process.
Yeah.
And we're going to give them the rabies injections.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do this.
We have arrived.
A small desert enclosure.
Hello! We're going to go in.
Yeah.
And catch him by the tail.
Okay.
We're going to try.
Oh!
I'm going to close you in here. Catch them by the end of the tail at the black part.
Yep.
Yep, that's great.
Okay.
Kyle drops meerkats into a carrier.
Ah, shit. Okay, just try and catch him.
Yes. You have to be quick.
Okay. They are so quick, Alma.
Always careful for your face.
Yep.
Oops, 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 oops.
And there we go.
A meerkat flails its limbs as Kyle lifts it up by its tail.
Come on.
You got it. Okay, now you must make sure Mummy doesn't get out. So let her go down.
Yep. Come on.
There you go. Well done.
So this is our clinic.
Yeah, this is our bush clinic. Do you want me to do the first one?
You do the first one. I'll stand out your way.
Just pull up the skin.
Yep.
You go about 45 degrees.
Yeah.
And go.
I'm a tiny bit nervous because I obviously don't want to hurt any of the meerkats, but you have to do it the first time. Oh, she sounds like Milo. About here?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yep, pull it. Done.
Wow, okay, cool.
Kyle vaccinates another meerkat and a man puts it back into the enclosure.
With the mob fully vaccinated, they had just one more night in captivity.
Okay, well done.
And then freedom!
Back at the rehabilitation center, Alma's holding a teddy bear while sitting with Kyle.
I would like to show you something about what happens with meerkats that end up in the illegal trade. And sadly, it's not just meerkats that they do this with, but other animals as well. So what they do is they would take an animal. So
yeah.
You can imagine this is a meerkat.
Yep. And what size would the meerkat be?
They're usually about 4 weeks old.
Oh.
They would take this animal and they would use this chicken mesh. And then they would literally put this animal in there and wrap it. This is to restrict the movement. And then when it goes through the scan, this animal can't move.
Right, so it doesn't
show up. So the scan doesn't pick it up. So yes, you can see this. This is how they transport them.
You can imagine how trapped you feel inside something like that.
They can't move, they can't breathe, they can't eat, they can't drink.
And what's really, really hard for me seeing this is that, I don't know, but I'm confident or almost confident that Milo and Dorothy were born in the UK, and that's only because I got them when they were so young. But then obviously finding out that they're still imported when they're young is a horrible thing.
And they're so broken when they come in.
Alma wipes away tears.
It looks horrible even as a teddy. Seeing that teddy with a smile on its face sitting in there, it's horrible. Knowing that someone would put a living creature in this cage, this is like psychopathic, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I'm speechless.
Kyle filming himself.
Okay, so today we had a day at Alma's house and she was showing us this chicken wire that meerkats are wrapped in for the pet trade. And when she was showing me, I didn't really know how to describe how I felt, because I just didn't feel right.
Kyle with Milo.
Milo came into my life and he just made me so happy.
and not knowing, like, all the suffering and things that have taken place behind all of that, that's what really, like, really makes me feel rubbish.
That was a pretty sleepless night, but at least I knew the next day we'd be putting some meerkats back where they belong.
Alma's driving back along the sun-baked dirt track, which is surrounded by deserts dotted with trees and shrubs. Now she and Kyle are by the wire enclosure.
I can't believe that we're actually about to let them into the wild, like the fact that these were pets, just like my aunt, my meerkats.
This is what it's about.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just because I'm getting sentimental that we're about to release him, but he looks so much like Milo. Cut. There.
One's like this. Can go into the
eyes. Oh my gosh, look, one's already come.
Come.
A tube's been inserted into a hole cut into the wire.
Do you see what that one's doing? Right, yeah. Next to the fence there?
Yeah.
Now that is the alpha female, which is good. She is showing dominance. That's what meerkats will do with you as well. They will follow you around everywhere and then all of a sudden bite you. So you think, oh, this meerkat
it's
all
so
of
cute,
a sudden
my
loves
beautiful
me.
Little pet.
Mm. That she's actually busy challenging you. We've seen horrible things that people do to the meerkats because now all of a sudden the meerkat starts biting. They don't know what to do. And they literally pull all their teeth.
Wow. People want these pets because they look different and it makes them feel cool, and but they're not pets.
No.
It just does not work.
We also started with a pet meerkat, but luckily soon realised that this is definitely not a pet. If you thought, you know, it's getting like a cat or a dog, it's not.
And this was something I found out not that long ago, that actually I was promoting pet meerkats.
Social media actually plays a big part, because a lot of people only show the cute part.
And I've been there. That, you know, I was there. I had my pet meerkat. People love the meerkat. It's so cute. But I actually was hiding a whole side to that of how much we were having to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
At least you also came to that point where you realised you want to do something about it.
And I'm never going to be able to put my meerkats in the wild, but how can I make it as best for them as possible?
You definitely have a lot more rain than we do.
Okay.
So you will have to have an area where they can function without being in the rain. And you'll have to have sand for them there.
Okay, guys, so right now I am literally inside the beginning of a meerkat burrow. We've just released pet meerkats into the wild in the Kalahari Desert. Everything's going really well. And within about 20 minutes, they begin making their burrows.
Yeah, they literally now have to learn the ways of the wild. So they've got the instinct. I think let's give them some space so they can finish their burrow and then we can check on them later.
Cool.
Okay.
Later in the day.
Well, it looks like they have quite a big burrow already. If you look at that big heap of sand right there. They really maneuvered. Well, these two entrances about 4 or 5 meters apart.
And I bet this is the best part of it all, is removing the cage. No more cages.
No more cages.
What's your oyster? Alma, that's my face.
Sorry.
But I can see through
I
the
can't
mesh.
See.
It really hurts your hands.
Yep. Okay.
How do they get all of the sand out of here?
With those little paws. So the alpha female will decide where. The alpha male will start, and then the younger homemakers will carry on.
And can you identify a homemaker?
Yes, they dig differently. They use two legs at the same time, where your other ones will use one, 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 one. As soon as the burrow is formed, then you have your maintenance team. They keep the entrances open and things like that. And you get your alpha pair. They only do the breeding and then the protection of the mob. And then you get your babysitters. They only look after the babies. So mommy has them.
Yeah.
But during the day, she's not even at the burrow.
It's a team effort.
Meerkats start scampering about, kicking up sand with their paws.
They're playing now.
So Alma, after seeing how they've behaved today and adapted to the wild so quickly, are you confident that they'll be here for a long time?
I'm quite confident of them. They are relaxed. They playing, which is great. So that's also very positive for me that they've actually, within a few hours, dug their own burrows. Some mobs don't do it that quickly, so I actually think they're going to do well. I really do.
Kyle and Alma standing on a hill, silhouetted against the setting sun.
I couldn't wait to tell Phil everything I'd learned and tried to introduce our meerkats. But on my way home, I got a text from him.
one of his meerkats had died.
Here, Damien's here. Do this autopsy.
I found when I went to feed them, he was lying dead.
Right.
They did have a wee fight every now and again. I thought I'd seen a wee puncture on him somewhere, but can't see it here now.
We clip him up a wee bit. We'll just have a look at this, the surface of the skin to see if there are any external wounds. And then just with the general autopsy, we can have a wee look at some of the internal organs, like, you know, your heart, your liver, lungs, things like that, to see if there's anything that stands out that might have been a cause of death there then.
Once you've shaved it, is it easier to see just even signs with, like, the body condition because they have such a thick coat?
Exactly. You think you have a well-conditioned animal, but it's actually just a big ball of fluff. And if you think the smell's bad at the minute, if I open up this, it's going to get 10 times worse.
Fuck.
Kyle and Phil leave the room.
It smells really bad.
There's no real markings or lesions or anything on the liver. There's the two kidneys there on either side. They look good. The lungs are there. Look, there's a wee bit of discoloration. Infection can get into the bloodstream very easily, but...
But internally it's healthy and...
It's healthy and everything, it's fine that way. Like, I'd say we'd be probably be putting it down to maybe a fighting activity, like, you know.
Although Sergei had most likely died from a fight, meerkats are social animals, and we couldn't just keep Timona on her own. As scary as it was, we had to try and integrate her with my meerkats.
Don't jump on them.
No, I won't. I'll jump on them.
Don't bite me, Dorothy. Oi, oi, Dorothy. Okay.
A pair of socks would have done no harm.
I don't even know if they've realised that she's in there yet. See, this is dominance and that's okay, but they're not jumping up at the enclosure or trying to attack.
Nah, that looks really promising then. I am nervous, yeah, for I don't know what we do if it doesn't work. We have no plan B as such.
Well, I think we should let them out and just stay very close to them so that if we need to grab one, we can. Aye.
Timona and one of Kyle's meerkats have a brief squabble.
That's just...
That's dominance,
That's okay, isn't it?
The trio disappear into Timona's carrier and emerge seconds later.
All the tails are up.
Yeah. This right here is Timona, the one which we've just introduced. This is Milo and this is Dorothy. And Dorothy's literally just focused on defending herself. She's clearly scared. But what I think we should do is take a video and send it to Alma and just see what she says.
A short while later, Kyle steps through a door and makes his way back over to Phil.
Bad news. So, Phil, I sent the video to Alma.
Yeah.
So she said they're going to bite her, they're trying to get to her tail and head, that's why she's hiding it. He is trying to mate, that's why they'll push Dorothy out. You mustn't leave her there when you're gone, they'll go for her. And then she said...
You've got a little bit of a pickle here because we don't want them alone, but we also don't want them to fight. Kyle's now holding a meerkat to his chest.
Is that Timona?
This is Timona, yeah.
I thought we were going really well, but as Kyle says, only for Alma. We could have left them there and came back with one less meerkat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit annoying because obviously it would have been amazing if they could just go in and that was it. So another option is to have them, like we were saying, in a divided by two enclosure, but making sure that the separation is big enough so they don't bite each other's feet off.
Well, then, in that new pen, then, we can put it like glass wall in between.
So we're back to square one with two meerkats together and one on its own, but meerkats are one of the most complex animals.
They're ridiculous.
Phil and Bear are dismantling an outdoor enclosure. Bear sets a small sheet of corrugated metal to one side, then peels back a piece of wood and drops it, wincing at a hurt thumb.
Aki, all right? Will you kiss this bad for me?
Phil and Bear don't hang around. With the space cleared, we now had to design an enclosure that could allow our meerkats to be close, but not close enough to kill each other.
So, sort of blank canvas. But whatever we do on this side, we'll have to replicate it on the other side.
Actually, Milo and Dorothy and Timona will have an equal amount of space, outdoors and indoors.
Ah, well, Timona, at least she'll be, while she's on her own, she'll still be
effectively with part of a troop. She's with them in close proximity. She can smell them, see them.
And the hope is that Timona will have her own mob over there, or eventually they will just become happy friends.
It's going to take a couple of weeks to finish it. Have you ever laid a brick before? I don't mean taking a shit.
Well, I've done that. No, but I've never done bricklaying before.
Right.
I think it looks fun. I've seen videos of it. It looks really satisfying.
Okay. We'll see.
We'll see then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bucket of mortar sitting on a partially built grey breeze block wall. Then a builder tossing more breeze blocks inside the wall. Nearby, Phil turns to Kyle.
You watching what these boys are doing?
Yep.
All right, you can jump in along with Charlie. Yeah.
Kyle grits his teeth as he tries to pick up one of the concrete blocks.
What? Fuck! They're really heavy!
They're made out of concrete?
What are you doing?
I call and sleep and tell them.
Grab one here, one hand here.
Yeah.
Kyle lays the large solid block with difficulty.
Okay.
He carries another block.
Go again this time, set it down real gently. Yeah, perfect. Then put the level on top.
Okay, now that's it done.
Yeah, probably another 300 to he's got about the price of a coffee.
As the other builders carry on laying blocks, Kyle throws more beyond the wall one by one. He passes one to a grey-haired builder.
He could be a good match for Mum. He could.
Hey, son, I'm afraid your muscles are they getting any quicker.
Oh. He's not got a wedding ring on.
He hands another one over with a grunt, prompting the builder to grin. Sped up footage of the oval-shaped enclosure being built.
The meerkat enclosure is nearly done, but it's time to tell the world what I've been up to.
This is the actual announcement video. And I feel weird because I'm like, is now the right time? I think it's just because everything's happened so quickly. I'm just going to do it. I have to do it at some point, and the video's ready, and I just need to go. I'm posting the video. I'm actually a bit scared to click post. Okay, whatever. It's posting.
He gives a strained smile.
90%. Okay. Right, I posted it. It's on my page.
Hi, I'm Kyle Thomas and I'm building a zoo.
I'm joking, not really. I'm building a wildlife park and sanctuary here in Northern Ireland. But it hasn't been an easy journey to get here.
Okay, no, it's fine.
He clenches his fist.
I've never put this much thought into it. I mean, even this video, like, I've gone and checked it like 5, 6, 7 times just to make sure it's right. And now I've posted it, so it's a bit of a weird feeling. I'm wondering if I should do a live stream as well. Now.
Hello, everybody.
I just posted the announcement video that I have been talking about for the longest time.
Watching from the Philippines. Hello.
Hello from Antarctica. Wow. So make sure to go and watch my recent video. I am going to head off of live because we are in the rain.
Bye.
I think I feel happier now because I've seen that, like, people in the comments are being really nice, and that's, like, that makes me feel really excited. And the video has 200,000 views already, so I think the worst thing, like, in my mind right now is that, like, it's the press, 1,000,000%. Like, I've always had haters, I think everyone does, and I know some people really struggle with it, but I just think in comparison to press and social media, like, social media, I can do that. Press, I can walk into Tesco's and some old lady's looking at me thinking I'm a terrible person. It's a bit different.
He's holding his phone.
We'll just wait and see.
Even though I was freaking out, there was one really exciting development. You've probably already guessed it, but Phil has asked me to join him as a partner.
Hi, I'm Philip.
Although Philly and I are definitely different people, we're actually very similar. We realized that we both had a similar mission. We loved animals, but we wanted to do more. And that was when Phil invited me in and suggested that we did this together and use the facility to do even more for animals. After lots of conversations, we shook hands, came to an agreement, but I'm still trying to convince Phil to make a TikTok.
All right, come on, guys. It's moving time. Milo. Wait, Milo, come on. Look.
Kyle ushers Milo and Dorothy into a carrier.
Milo, go. Good boy.
It's moving in day for the meerkats, and welcome to their new enclosure.
A flat-roofed building surrounded by a boat-shaped wall.
So Philly's got Milo and Dorothy in here, and we've just arrived at their new house.
So this is the indoor area of the meerkat enclosure, and Timona has already moved in. Inside here, we have their heated box and their indoor area. And then down here, we have their sanded area. We're gonna keep the hatch closed for now, just so they can stay indoors for a little bit and make sure they realize this is indoors before they go out into that big space.
And they're very keen to get out. So come on, guys.
Oh, and straight to digging.
And look, guys, I'm watching from here, and Milo has now come upstairs and found the indoor area. Good boy.
Okay, bit of the wall here. I'm holding it up.
It's holding you up. Someone needs to.
Easy. Yay, where are you flipping?
It's quite amazing when you see them in it, though. Obviously, having animals at home, you try and make it as best as possible for them, but you can never have this in your house. We can actually look at, like, what meerkats do in the wild and what they get up to and try and replicate that here as best as we can.
This is a cohesive sandy material. That'll stand up better than a loose sand. South Africa, they wouldn't have the problem with the rain. You'll dig a tunnel in that there and it will not budge. And it works wonders on their nails as well.
To Mona Lisa. It's definitely a goal of ours to make sure that she can have a mob of her own, because it just benefits them in so many ways, like psychologically and physically. They need a partner even when it comes to cleaning each other. And it's nice to see not just the meerkats, like, this is amazing, but to see all of the animals living much better lives. And Phil, I'm very, very grateful, so thank you very much.
It's a JV now. It's a partnership. It's a team. We're both stuck in the middle of it, so we just have to keep going and making everything better.
The mission of us actually partnering up is to, first of all, start by making the lives of the animals here better, to make sure these guys are thriving, and let people come and see the animals to realise that they don't want them as pets, and also then to hopefully help with conservation in the wild and help protect their native cousins. And every day, I think, is a learning curve for both of us, isn't it?
Without a doubt. The day you stop learning is the day you die. This place looks really good.
Uh-huh.
It nearly makes the rest of it not look as good. I have some really good ideas for the marmoset pen.
We want to modernise the whole place, really.
It just needs done again. You up for it?
Yeah, it's a long road ahead, but it's exciting.
In the meantime, between now and then, I'll shuffle some shit.
Let's go.
Carrying a long-handled dustpan and brush, Kyle's walking along a path through the park with Phil. Phil cuts in front of him briefly to grab a flat mop leaning against an outdoor enclosure's fence.